Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida Depth of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal, key resource for FL real estate pros. The Florida Department of Revenue oversees property tax administration for 10.9 million parcels worth $2.4 trillion and provides a dedicated data portal for accessing this information. Real estate professionals in FL rely on accurate property tax data to advise clients, assess valuations, and close transactions across the state's massive property market. Bookmark the Florida Depth of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal for parcel-level tax data and administrative resources. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Inside FREC, how the Florida Real Estate Commission shapes your career. The Florida Real Estate Commission's responsibilities, member qualifications, and selection process are explained for industry professionals. Understanding FREC's role helps Florida real estate professionals stay compliant with state regulations and anticipate policy changes affecting their licenses. Review how FREC members are selected and what they do at floridarealtors.org/law-ethics/library/FRECI. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida average real estate commission rate holds at 5.53%. The average real estate commission rate in Florida is 5.53%, an important cost factor for buyers and sellers in transactions. Florida real estate professionals should be prepared to discuss and justify commission structures with clients in a competitive market. Review your commission strategy against the state average at https://www.fastexpert.com/blog/realestatecommission-florida. Florida real estate headlines. Florida commission rates, what FL real estate pros need to know. This resource breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they stack up nationally, and strategies to negotiate better terms. Understanding prevailing commission benchmarks helps Florida agents price their services competitively and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown and negotiation tips at the link below. Florida Real Estate Updates. FREC, Florida's real estate watchdog, meets monthly to regulate licensees. The Florida Real Estate Commission, FREC, a 7-member body appointed by the governor, meets monthly, typically the Tuesday before and the third Wednesday of each month, to administer and enforce Chapter 4475, Part 1, Florida Statutes Governing Real Estate License Law. Florida real estate professionals need to understand FREC's regulatory role and meeting schedule, as the commission directly oversees licensing, education requirements, and enforcement actions that affect your practice. Bookmark the FREC Commission information page to stay current on meeting dates and regulatory updates. /www.myfloridalicense.com/state-commission-information. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter? And what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context, the 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some FL jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. a redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.